incident in the grocery store today, and I just want to know who was wrong in this scenario. Okay,
you.
So don't assume me.
Have a good night. Thanks for listening, everybody. It was Cooper's fault.
No, just let me tell you. I'll explain to you. So in New York, you can't get bags. They don't give you bags. When you go food shopping, they don't supply you with bags. And now they've raised the... They used to be 10 cents a bag. Now it's 30 cents a bag.
So if 30 you didn't cents bring, a
bag? Yes. Wow. If you do not bring your own bag, they charge you 30 cents per bag. Mm. And if you're like me and you go food shopping and buy lots of stuff, that adds up. I mean, I need like 10, 15 bags. That's going to be a couple of dollars right there. And I'm trying to save money, you know? So... A lot of people come in and they shop with their bags and they put the food in the bag and then they scan it and they leave. So a woman walks in, she has a bag, and I guess, I don't know what she did, but I walked in with my stuff. I thought I was going to buy two or three things. You know how it always goes. You end up buying a bunch more, and I'm in the produce aisle and I realize I have lots more stuff and I need a cart. Where the carts are, you have to take an elevator or an escalator up to the top floor. That's where the carts are. There's nothing down there. Mm. So I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to get a cart now, but you can't leave with your food. So it's like, I didn't know what to do. So I see a cart sitting there. I was like, oh, great, an empty cart. So I put my stuff in the empty cart and I start wheeling it away. And a woman who's holding a bag over her shoulder, who has been putting stuff in that bag, turns around and says, hey, that's my cart. And I was like, this is an empty cart just sitting here. There's nothing in it. You have a bag over your shoulder. You're putting things in your bag. Like, you're not even putting things in the cart. You don't need this cart. I have a million things in my hands. Like, it's a cart that's sitting here. It's an empty cart. Mm-hmm. It's not your cart. Mm-hmm. So, so she and I really got into it. Like, instead of being like, fine, take it. And had she been nice about it, had she said to me, hey, sorry, I know I left it there, but that was mine. I'm really sorry. I know I got this. She was like, hey, like, hey, bitch. She came at me really aggressive. So, of course, I'm like, not going to give her the card at this point, you know. So we went at it. And I was going to go get an employee, but I realized they're not going to do anything. Like, you know, like, who am I going to, like, I'm going to tell on her. I'm going to go get to like a produce guy and be like, hey, can you say something to her? He doesn't care. He's busy putting away the cucumbers. He doesn't care.
You're bad because...
Why me?
She brought the cart with her, basically.
I didn't see her.
It doesn't matter if you brought a cart with you and all you do is roll it around the store and you never put anything in it. As long as you brought the cart, it's your cart.
She was nowhere near the cart. I had no way of knowing it was hers. It looked like an abandoned cart. It was over by the fruit, and she was all the way down by where the potatoes are. She was nowhere near the cart. How am I supposed to know it's her cart?
You are the worst about losing your cart at the store. You will leave your cart and walk away from the cart.
I will. That's true.
And if somebody came by and took your cart while you walked away and went to the potatoes, your head would pop off.
But the difference is I would have already put stuff in it. It wouldn't be an empty cart.
It could have been the first aisle you've been in. So you haven't had a chance to put anything in it yet.
Can I tell you the funniest thing? So my mom and I were shopping at Walmart. And so we had this cart and we had, I don't know, like a couple of things in there. I think she put in, you know, like some paper towels. And I think we went down the coffee aisle. She grabbed some, you know, Folgers, whatever she drinks. She threw it in there. And she does the same thing I do, where she'll leave the cart and walk away. So she walks away to go get whatever. And I said, hey, did you want me? The shampoo was on sale. Should I go get your shampoo? Yes, it's a different aisle. Okay, I'll meet you back here. So I go back there. I thought she had the cart. She thought I had the cart. We got back there and the cart was gone. So I was like, wow, this is really weird. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and just get another cart. So I went to go find another cart and I see this guy and he's pushing around our stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I look in, I'm like, that's our Folgers and our paper towels. Like he's pushing around our cart and he's taking stuff off the shelf and just throwing it in there. And I was like, I said, excuse me, is this your cart? He's like, yeah, yeah, it's my cart. I was like, oh, weird. We had the same things in our cart. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's, you know, whatever. So I go back and I get another cart. And then he finds us. He's like, oh, you know what? You were right. He's like, this is not my cart.
He's
walking around shopping. Didn't even, he looked inside and realized it wasn't even stuff he was buying.
No, because people are just brain dead nowadays. In the years of COVID now, mm-hmm. I would have jumped on you also. Because when I get a cart, I'm Mr. Clean every disease off of this cart known to man. I got the spray bottle. I got the little thing. I'm cleaning the cart. So I clean the cart. It's nice and clean. My cart, if I take it and then you try to take my cart, yeah, I'm going to jump on you. Sorry.
But this woman, she brought the cart and I thought, realized she didn't need it and left it. Because like I said, she had a shoulder bag and she was just putting stuff in her shoulder bag. So she didn't need the cart. I feel like she saw me go take it. And suddenly it's like, you know, it's like that guy who's not that cute, but suddenly somebody cute starts dating him. You're like, wow, that guy is kind of cute. Like suddenly the guy is cuter because somebody wants him. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the cart. She didn't want the cart until I wanted it. That was so obvious.
But it's her cart. She brought it from the upstairs. It's bad for not knowing that you're going to buy too much stuff. That's your bad.
It's the store's cart. I'm spending more money than she is, so I'm more entitled to that cart than she is. I'm the one spending the big bucks there. She's buying like two tomatoes.
But it's her right to have that cart because she brought it.
Her name isn't on it. Can't prove it. I said that. I was like, can't prove it was yours. And I waddled away. Can't prove it.
All right, Cooper.
Waddled away with my cart.
All right, Cooper. She was wrong. You were right.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
But see, I did that the other day. I went to Costco yesterday, and mm-hmm. I didn't know until I got into Costco. I was like, oh, crap, I'm going to buy water. And that's really heavy because they sell 40 bottles of water. So
it's Costco. Like, they don't sell one of anything.
No. So I was like, oh, what am I going to do? Because now I got to walk all the way back up front to get a cart. But there were two carts like stuck together
mm-hmm.
in an aisle. And I looked around for a while. Nobody around. So I took one. But there was two carts stuck together. It wasn't just one cart laying there.
The twins come after you and say, those are ours.
No, because they were kind of, you know, they were stuck together and just sat there. But I was happy that they were there. But I stayed there for a second and looked around, making sure somebody wasn't going to come and rip my head off.
There was an old man eyeing that cart that she had left. So I was like, the old man's going to get this cart if I don't come and jump in. So I realized it was going to be like a fight to the death between me, this woman, and this old man. And I thought, I'm too scrappy. I'm going to get in here first. You think she would have yelled at the old man? She wouldn't have yelled at him. She would have been like, sir, take it. I'm only getting four things. I could put them in my shoulder bag. But she saw me and she was like, that's it. She's, you know, I carry pepper spray on me and I'm glad I do.
What's that game that we used to play where you had to run around the chairs and when the music stopped, you jumped in the chair? Remember that
musical
game?
Musical chairs?
Is that what it was? So life isn't musical carts. You're not running around and who grabs it the first time, that's their cart. No, she brought it. It's her cart.
Couldn't prove it.
It goes back to you cannot go anywhere without drama.
I know.
Have you ever been to the store and not had drama? Ever?
Rarely. There's always something. There's always something. But, you know, it's also because I make friends with a lot of the people there. So I have to show up and I got to listen. I get everybody's story. That's what I felt like. Also, I'm always there. It's like, you know, and when I go over to the manager,
you don't live there,
but it feels
it's not
like
your
it. Like,
home.
Like I said to them. So what they did is they so ShopRite came and bought Fairway. So they moved everything around to other places. So I went over to the manager. I said, where do we keep the sour cream now? We, because I'm there all the time. Where do we keep the sour cream? Because I'm there as much as he is. I didn't say, where do you keep the sour cream? You know, do we have sour cream? If so, where do we keep it now? It's partly my store. I spend enough money there every week.
You've never walked into any store of any kind and not had drama.
You know, it makes shopping fun.